236 on the Mighty 790 KFGO on this, what sounds like it's going to be a brutal Friday evening, Friday night. Pinto, did I hear that right during the weather report that they're expecting winds now of 50 to 60 miles an hour tonight in Fargo-Moorhead?
Yep, gusts as high as 45, and that could have been updated in the last few minutes. So, yeah, it's going to get brutal.
I'm not going to be able to get back tomorrow. I might be stranded in Minneapolis. I might be sleeping at Target Field, clubhouse.
You sound broken up about that.
Not so much. I don't think so. I am broadcasting today from Target Field. It is Twins Fest kicking off here, in about an hour and a half or so at Target Field. And thanks again to Stop and Go, your locally owned Stop and Go food stores, for sponsoring my trip to Target Field on this day. Our first Twins-related guest is a guy who is well-known in the Fargo-Moorhead area. And in fact, he was just there a couple of days ago for the Twins Winter Caravan. His name is Dave St. Peter, and we've spent the break talking about UND and NDSU football. So you know Dave knows a lot about North Dakota. Hello again, David. How are you?
Well, Mike, great to see you. Always good to get my update on those two programs.
You got to get the fix on what's going on up in Grand Forks. Yeah. I know that you're a UND guy, so you need the fix on the hockey and the football.
I follow it closely. When you work for a Major League Baseball team, everybody probably assumes that you're a big fan, but it works through a different filter. So, for me, I'm much more of a fandom of all UND sports, and certainly follow the Bison football program. I got to tell you that it's hard to not have respect for what they've built in Fargo. So pretty cool to see what they've done there.
Isn't it? It's funny, though, when you're in an industry that, because people always used to ask me that when I was a sports writer. It's like, wow, don't you just love that? And it's like, well, yeah, I do, but it's also my job. So there's a little different take on it from that perspective. I'm not sure people understand that all the time.
Yeah, it's hard. I got to tell you, I've basically grown up in press boxes. So, of course, there's a rule in press boxes. There's no cheering.
Can't cheer,
so,
man.
I find myself going to games with my kids, they're cheering and they're looking at me and I'm not doing anything. So I've really been kind of programmed over the years to not cheer. So the one place that's different is anytime UND's playing hockey, particularly against Minnesota, I tend to cheer.
Perfect. That's one. And I have the same problem with my family, too. They look at me cross-eyed because I'm not cheering for NDSU up in the stands, but that's a whole different story. Okay, Twins Fest is happening, Dave. This is a big event for you guys. It's kind of a way after the caravan to kick off the 2014 baseball season, get people excited, get them thinking about baseball. What's going on here? Explain what's going on at Target Field.
Well, Twins Fest, really one of the great traditions of our franchise, started back in 1989 and really thrived because of, I think, two reasons. One, our players over the years have always made this really a part of their off-season ritual, and we've had great player participation. Don't play the players a dime. They don't make any money for coming here. They come here because they understand this is part of the gig about being a Twin. But secondly, because the Metrodome was such a huge space, we had so much history there, you could do the event right on our home field, tour our home clubhouse. It was great. Metrodome's gone. Had to come up with another option. Surveyed a lot of areas, hotels, convention centers. We went to Blaine at the Sports Center a couple years ago when the dome roof collapsed. Decided Target Field, while smaller, and certainly the interior spaces, we can have less people, but we thought we could deliver more of an experience here. People in their home ballpark, and of course we've known firsthand how much our fans love coming here. So we'll try it this weekend. We haven't made any commitment to where Twins Fest will go next year. But I'm optimistic we're going to have a good weekend, raise a lot of money for the Twins Community Fund.
And people should know it is inside. Twins Fest in the past was on the floor of the Metrodome with the turf, but it is in the indoors of Target Field. And actually, it was funny when I got here today, for some reason, I expected to see green grass. I thought maybe you'd turn the heaters on and have the green grass, but it's snow-covered right now.
The heaters are on.
Oh,
by all means. They run all winter. We keep that turf from going dormant. So if I pulled up that tarp under about 12 inches of snow, that grass would be green.
Okay.
That's what's amazing about it. You're right about that. We take advantage of all the interior spaces at Target Field. And that's a neat thing. If you're a fan thinking about coming down tonight or on Sunday, Saturday sold out, you're going to get to access places in the ballpark that most fans don't get to access.
Yep.
It might be our Thompson Riders Champions Club behind home plate, the most high-end area in the ballpark on game day. Could be our Metropolitan Club, which is a season ticket holder lounge. Could be the Delta Sky 360 Legends Club. Those are all spaces that are certainly great for game day, but they're also wonderful for an event like this. The thing, of course, that it continues to make Twins Fest unique, we'll have more than 70 current, former, and future Twins. It's interesting, as much focus as there is on a Joe Mauer or Glenn Perkins or Brian Dozier, frankly, there might even be more on Byron Buxton and Miguel Sano, Alex Meyer, who are all here this weekend. Two of those guys were just ranked two of the top four prospects in all of baseball. in terms of Mr. Buxton and Mr. Sano. So it's exciting to see the young prospects. That's something that's been evident at Twins Fest for a long time. And, you know, it's a good sign for all of us in the North that spring is near. So we'll report to spring training in just a couple weeks.
I think that's what you call speculating for autographs. If you're getting a Buxton autograph or a Snow autograph, I think you're probably speculating that it's going to be worth a lot more than it is right today, right?
Yeah, I think you're right about that. But, you know, that's been going on at Twins Fest for a long time. You know, there are a lot of people out there that were speculating on Scott Stachowiak or, you know, and they might have speculated on, a Marty Cordova. And Marty Cordova goes on to win the Rookie of the Year. So that's kind of part of the Twins Fest strategy, and I think it's one of the things that's made this event unique.
Dave St. Peter, president of the Minnesota Twins, our guest on KFGO this afternoon. I think you can also get in the clubhouse downstairs, can't you? There's also tours of the Twins clubhouse, which is another area that, that most fans don't get to go. We in the media get spoiled because we get to see that stuff.
Well, over the years at the Metrodome, particularly when we played there, of course, the Metrodome clubhouse tour might have been the most popular attraction at the event. Obviously, coming to Target Field, that was one of the factors. We thought it was a great chance to give fans for the first time a chance to access our clubhouse, which is clearly a little bit different than the clubhouse at the Metrodome that we have.
Yep.
So I think our fans are going to enjoy that. I think that's going to be a huge experience. And, of course, our players are all here. We've got our players utilizing the visiting clubhouse. And one of the things we do over the course of Twins Fest weekend is we combine it with a pretty significant medical review. All of our players will go through physicals this weekend and weigh in, and we'll kind of assess our guys before we get to Fort Myers. So we don't have to waste time down there dealing with medicals. We can get guys right back to work and maybe give them a couple weeks to work on some things before they show up at camp.
You made some remarks to the media down in the Champions Room, kind of at a luncheon that you had for us Jackals, media Jackals. And you said that it sounds like business hasn't been hurt that bad by the 90-plus lost seasons the last couple of years. You said that season tickets are, 17,000 equivalents have been sold?
Yeah, you know, it's all relative, Mike. I mean, certainly 95 losses, particularly three straight years, it has an impact. That said, I think we're going to go into 2014 on opening day with about 17,000 full-season ticket equivalents. That certainly puts us up in the upper half. It's down from where we were last year. No doubt that the All-Star Game has helped that because, of course, if you're a season ticket holder, you have All-Star Game ticket priority, which is a huge deal. So, we feel very fortunate. This is a good baseball market. It had been for a long time. I think it was somewhat muted in the Metrodome. Clearly, Twins fans love coming to Target Field. If we play reasonably well, if we're competitive, I maintain this is a market that could draw upwards of 2.8 to 3 million on an annual basis. I really believe that. Unfortunately, we've been brutal the last 3 years, and we've dug this hole. We got to dig ourselves out. Hopefully, we take a huge step forward here in 2014.
Remember those days back at the Metrodome when it used to be if the Twins drew a million, that it was a big deal, or a million and a half?
Well,
and, that was a long time ago, I know, but now you're talking, if you guys get competitive again, 2.9 million people.
Yeah, it's remarkable, and of course some of that is just the product of Major League Baseball and the expectations. You're right. When the Metrodome was opened in 1982, the norm for a baseball team was drawing a million fans. That was the goal. Somewhere along the line, it became 2 million. Now, frankly, it's about 2.5 million. So, there are 8 teams in baseball that are budgeting to attract more than 3 million fans. So we're not one of them, unfortunately. I'd like to get back to that level.
So when it comes to 2014, you said the All-Star Game is coming in July 14th, I want to say, and then the previous week. You said season ticket holders have priority on getting tickets to the game itself, Dave. Can a regular fan from Fargo or Moorhead or Valley City still have a chance to get a ticket to the game?
By all means, and that's the cool thing about it. Obviously we're going to make a good chunk of tickets available to the general public. The way those fans can access it is go to twinsbaseball.com, our website, and you can go to the All-Star Game section. There's a button there that they can click that's all about a ticket opportunity or random draw. To date, I think about 42,000 people have registered for that. I'd expect that number is probably going to double. But we're going to have several thousand ticket strips that are going to be made available to purchase. That random draw will run through, I believe, the end of March. And in the month of April, people will be notified if they've won the opportunity to purchase ticket strips. So I feel good about that. I think access to the public is important. And, you know, this is a once-in-a-generation event. And the All-Star Game has grown immeasurably since 1985. It's now a 3-day event at Target Field, the Futures Game on Sunday, the Workout and Home Run Derby, of course, on Monday, and then Tuesday, July 15th, will be the All-Star game.
How about those other events besides the game itself? Is that going to be a tough ticket for a regular person too, or are there other events around town that they can take part in?
Well, all of the tickets for the events at Target Field will be sold in strips. So
okay.
If you buy an All-Star game ticket, you're buying a Futures game ticket, okay. You're buying a Home Run Derby ticket, which is a cool thing because you can go to all three or you can go in with buddies and split them up. And let's be honest, the Home Run Derby, for some people, arguably is a bigger event than the All-Star
game. Itself, you bet.
It's a pretty cool event if you've never been to one. The other thing that happens with the All-Star game is all the things that happen around the community. The Major League Baseball does a wonderful showcase of our game with Fan Fest, which is just a great kids family event. If you're a baseball fan, you need to go to Fan Fest. That'll be July 11th through the 15th at the Minneapolis Convention Center. They do a really cool thing with a red carpet parade the day of the All-Star game. That'll be absolutely free in downtown Minneapolis. Every person that's in the All-Star game, every coach, every manager, every player, many Hall of Famers will ride in a red carpet parade right down the Nicollet Mall. And then take a left on 7th Street right up towards Target Field. We expect north of 100,000 people to come downtown to be part of that parade. We're going to do a free public concert on the Saturday night before the All-Star game, possibly at TCF Bank Stadium over on the U of M campus, which will be a significant major act, absolutely free. And then there's a 5K run, and there's all kinds of different opportunities for hospitality and just some really cool things that will happen here in terms of a celebration of baseball.
You didn't have Justin Bieber lined up for that concert, did you? That was
No, I saw he had a tough night. But I'm happy to report he's not one of the options being considered.
Perfect. All right, David, thank you. I appreciate the stopping by.
Appreciate it.
Good to see you.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep, you bet. Dave St. Peter, president, Minnesota Twins, North Dakota native, Bismarck, UND graduate.